Kane, it's such a pleasure to have you on this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Morning, Tess. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure, really. Thanks.
So could you tell us a little bit about One's Country and where Place fits into that?
Yes. So One's Country is a production curated by our artistic director, Stephen Page. And he's given four of Bangarra's dancers, including myself, opportunities to tell our own story through using the dancers within the company and the production staff and costume designers and everyone across the board to help us with those stories. And we can kind of take the reins of the company and just, tell our stories. So the production is One's Country, Dance Clan 4. And, Place sits in the middle of two works. The first by Jakupura Manyayan, who is our song man with Bangarra and previous dancer, and Place sits in the middle, and then Whistler, choreographed by Elmer Chris and Nicholas Sabatino, to see out the night. So, in the middle of this production, and rehearsals are going pretty well at the moment. So,
always good to hear. What were some of the challenges, I guess, you had when you begin putting this whole production together?
Yeah, some challenges, I think, for me were sort of personal challenges. I'd never choreographed before, so always having the ideas to kind of push forth and kind of create something and that passion and that fire to, to jump in when a choreographer is working with me and suggest things and bounce ideas off. That was always sort of yearning within me to want to like be that person to create something. So some challenges were kind of, I think communicating those ideas, like they were just kind of floating around in my head and on paper and references, in books and journals and photos and things like that. So to kind of put everything together and go, this is the visual that I'd like, this is the movement vocabulary that I want, this is the sound, this is the, it was just kind of the clarity of my delivery and things, and just trying to get the perfect choreography to match the ideas. So it is challenging, like I won't say it's easy, but it's extremely rewarding, like at this stage we're like running the show and it's just great to see like your vision kind of up there and supported by everyone around you. So
and so for you personally, I guess you are a member of the LGBTIQ community and a black man. Australia isn't always as accepting as we wish it was, so where I guess there are some elements from your story growing up that you felt were perhaps too personal to include, was there a line that existed when it did come to the ideas that you did put into the piece?
Yeah, well, I wanted to definitely sort of portray some ideas and express, some challenges that the LGBTQI community face within the work, to sort of bring those ideas and those issues like to life and have the conversation with audience of, this is what's happening within our communities, and especially in Indigenous communities, we have a lot of LGBTQI identifying people in our remote, regional, and even our urban spaces, and especially as like young Indigenous people who are and identify as gay and things like that, we their voices generally aren't heard or like as loud or as strong as others in cities. So I felt sort of a responsibility to, I have this platform and I'd like to, get those voices heard and, the vulnerable voices in our communities heard and to give them a voice and to express that. And I think I tried to stay away from putting too much personal sort of story within the work, but it just happens. Like, I think what you try to stray away from especially with choreography, it just kind of works its way in there somehow. It's, you know, if it comes up, you just have to kind of roll with it and just keep creating. And so, yeah, these ideas of sexuality and dealing with sort of your inner demons and things like that are definitely expressed in this work. And, yeah, I just had to accept that the work was going in that direction and then just strengthen it and just strengthen all those, like, natural things that were happening while we were creating. So, yeah, it's authentic, and I just hope that, you know, an audience member can identify with it and you know, get strength from it and sort of, yeah, enjoy it, so to speak, yeah.
Yeah, no. And I suppose as well, you know, the work is taking a look back at your time sort of growing up and a self-discovery and, you know, that sort of time in your life. I suppose, you know, there's still a lot of people today who are, you know, going through the similar sort of experiences. If something like, I mean, you know, last Wednesday, the yes vote came through on marriage equality. If something like that had happened while you were growing up, what sort of impact do you think that would have had on your own journey?
Would have just been so different, I feel. I don't know whether it would have been, you know, any better or worse, but I think it would have definitely been a good step forward growing up, because, you know, a lot of people were struggling, you know, in my schools and high schools and universities and things like that where I'm from. And, you know, we sort of had this little click, I guess, of like gay people that we could just like talk to us, like things like relationships, like to grow up and to feel like, oh, you know what, marriage is an option for me and, you know, my partner. That was never like a thing. Like, we just didn't ever think that that would ever happen. And so then there was that constant work of like sort of projecting, like, okay, what's that void that you're going to fill if you cannot get married, so to, for example. But now with the yes vote, to think that majority of Australians are like, yeah, like, you know, 61.6% of Australians are just like, oh my god, yes, you know, that you walk around the street and like there's that acknowledgement of people that look at you and they kind of nod their head at you and you're just kind of like, oh, okay, that just that simple acknowledgement is just, it's so humbling. And just like, you know, you can walk around town with your head held a little bit higher, and it's just, yeah, it's just a good feeling.
I think it is definitely a good feeling for a lot of people around the country. Now, One's Country, the spine of our stories, it's happening, I believe, next Friday. So where can people see it? How can people get involved?
So we open Friday the 24th November, and we run for roughly 12 shows. Tickets are available through Bankara website. You know, we have our Instagram, our Twitter account, Facebook, you know, bankara.com.au website. Tickets are available through Carriageworks as well. And it's going to be a really, really good show, really strong, powerful storytelling, and a company of 19 strong dancers and 4 choreographers. Like, it's going to be a beautiful work, and it's our last work that we're doing for the year. So we're going to see out the year with this work, and I think it's going to be a huge celebration for audiences and us as well. So yeah,
we'll pop all the links for you up on the podcast. But Kane, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kane Saltonbeck.